Hello and welcome to Leading Words. Words that God Himself separated and placed in the Holy Scriptures to ensure that you will receive everlasting life. Words that Jesus Himself said and stated that they are life and they are spirit. Today is a beautiful day, a day of great blessings, and a day that the Lord has promised to do great things in your life. I want to invite you for a moment as you come into this great temple where I am standing. I want you to look with me onto that altar. It is called the altar. The altar. And I want you to know that in America, every church that has an altar, the area of the altar is called or considered the area of sanctuary. So this church, like many other Christian churches here in America, has what is called sanctuary. Sanctuary. And what is sanctuary? Well, sanctuary is a special immunity, all right, that a church has. And that immunity is in the area of the altar, because that area is called the place of sanctuary. It gives you immunity, but it also gives you amnesty. It's the place also of amnesty. And it's a very funny thing about it, because United States, this country in which we are in, respects the amnesty and the immunity and the sanctuary that a church has. So much so that if someone do something that is wrong outside and they run into this building, the law, the forces, the police force cannot run behind him. And if that person that commits a crime run into the temple and cling to the altars, nobody can pull him off or take him out. He has what is called amnesty, immunity, sanctuary. And that's why most churches are called sanctuary. It's not that God is harboring criminals, because a lot of criminals would have been here if that was the truth. But the church has a thing, and that thing called sanctuary is exercised at the altar. And what is it really? What's really going on with it? Well, the altar is considered the place of exchange, the place where the sinner, who is a criminal in the sight of God, you see, the sinner will bring his sins, the sinner will bring his evil, the sinner will bring his wrongdoing and run to the altars. And when the sinner comes to the altar with all of his sin, his baggage, his load, he will leave that sinful baggage at the altar. But they only stay at the altar until he gives it up in exchange for the graces of God. So God now designed the altar with that purpose, that the sinner man will bring his sin and exchange it, and God will bring his grace, his forgiveness, his mercy, his salvation, and give it to the sinner. Take the sinner's sin and burdens and give him in exchange grace and mercy and forgiveness and salvation. That's why that altar is called the place of the exchange, the place of sanctuary, the place where the sinner gets amnesty instead of condemnation, imprisonment, damnation. He gets forgiveness and mercy and grace for life in the time of need. The great exchange, the place of the great exchange. In Matthew chapter 11, when Jesus came, Jesus noticed that there were lots of people running around, carrying heavy loads, carrying heavy baggage. But it wasn't physical loads, but it was loads of sinfulness, of guilt, of condemnation, of evil, of sin, of sickness and disease and torments and despair and despondency. You know, he noticed that people were walking, carrying a heavy load. Heavy load. What happened is that they didn't know what to do with their sins. They didn't know what to do with their burdens. They didn't know what to do with the load and the disease and the weaknesses that the devil himself had cast upon them. They don't know what to do with it. You might see people outside there. You might notice sinners. You might think that everybody's enjoying sin. No, they are not. People that are in deep into certain types of sin, you might figure or think to your imagination that they must enjoy this. They are not. There are lots of people out there that want to get out and they don't know how to get out. They're carrying this load and it's accumulated more and more. They have this big heavy load. It's burdening them down. The guilt, they can't sleep at night. They can't function. They commit abortion. They lie, they steal, commit adultery, fornication, and idolatry, and witchcraft, and practice murder. Some people kill other people. You think they're sleeping nice at night? You think it's an easy walk? These things go away just like that? No, they don't. They're pressing, they're pressing, they're pressing. And they don't know what to do and how to handle it. And Jesus Christ came. And in Matthew chapter 11, he said, all of you that are out there that are burdened and carry this heavy load, heavy laden, and you're burdened with these loads of condemnation and carrying all type of sickness and carrying all type of weakness and failures, and your life is one distress after the other, and your marriage is one mess, and the family and the children and the spouse, I mean all the dysfunctions and all these things that are overwhelming you, Jesus said, all of you that are laden, heavy laden, if you're burdened and you are heavy laden, he said, come. Jesus said, all of you that carrying these loads, these big bags, come. Come where? Come unto me. Where? Meet me at the altar. He said, come. And I want to exchange your burdens for mine. He said, come and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens, they are light. Bring me yours and take mine. He said, take my yoke upon you. Take my burdens upon me. He said, for I am meek and lowly and my burden is light. But you have to come. Come with me. To the altar, the place of the exchange. He said, come to the altar, bring your burden. How we know that? First Peter, and Peter is the one writing this because Peter had heavy lay. Oh, Peter had loads with him when he came to Jesus Christ. And if anybody could recommend you to bring your load to Jesus, it's Peter. First Peter 5 and 7, Peter says, cast casting all your burdens, casting all your cares, all your worries, all your problems, all the thing that is squeezing you and driving you crazy and driving you bonkers or bananas, whatever. All these things, Peter said, casting all your burdens on Jesus because he cares for you. Casting all your burdens on Jesus, for he cares for you. You have to bring your burdens to Jesus. And when you bring your burdens to Jesus, he takes your burden and then he gives you his burden. And then he say, compare this. My burden is light. Your burden, you can't even handle it. It's heavy. And he said, all you that are labored and heavy laden, all you that are burdensome and heavy laden, all you that overwhelm carrying this load, he said, come, give it to me and try mine. He said, for my burden is light and my yoke is easy. It's very easy and very light. I want to draw your attention to a little story. And that story is found in the book of Kings. Rather, you could say 2 Kings in the Old Testament. In chapter 5 of 2 Kings, chapter 5, you can read it. Take your time and read it at home. But in chapter 5, 2 Kings, there was a man that had a sickness called leprosy. And this leprosy was a disease that had no cure. Even today, there are few people that still have this disease. And we don't know to what extent there are cures now. But you go back to Calcutta, India, and some places like that, and you will still find a few people with this disease called leprosy. Very bad disease. Well, there was this man, a general from the military of another country, Syria to be exact. And this captain from the other country, from Syria, this captain of the Syrian army, he heard about a prophet of God. And the name of the prophet of God was Elisha. He heard that if this guy pray for you to God, that God will listen to his prayers and change circumstances. This guy could pray and miracles will happen. Now, this captain lived in another country and he heard about this man. So he came to visit this man to see if this man of God will pray to God for him so God will heal his body. Well, it's a long story, but the scripture says that he came and Elisha, the prophet of God, didn't even pray for him. Elisha said, go and dip yourself in the water of Jordan River. Go and dip yourself in that water for 7 times and God is going to do the miracle. He said, what? And he complained he didn't want to do that. But you see, that was the problem. Problem is that sometimes we are figuring that the solution to our problem is too easy. Are you going to tell me that if I go and dip myself in that river 7 times, that this sickness is going to leave just like that? It's so simple like that. Yes. There are things that if God said to do it, you need to do it. Because it's not in just the doing, it's in the obedience. It's not the action that you're doing that have the power to change your life. Is God who gonna change your life? And if God said, take up that chair, and walk 10 spaces with it, it's not the 10 spaces that are going to heal you. It's your obedience to God. And when God sees how obedient you are to him, even though it's a simple nonsense to do, that obedience will trigger God's mercy on you. God in his power and his mercy is what afford us the blessings. Prophet told him, all you need to do is go and bathe, dip yourself 7 times. He said, I ain't going to do that, that's too easy. It's the same thing God is saying. He said, bring your burdens to this altar. Bring your cares to that altar. Your husband giving you a trouble, bring him. Put his name on the paper, just put the paper there and say, Lord, this guy's beating me up. He's abusing me, he's beating up the children. Put the burden on the altar. Oh, it's not your husband, it's your wife. Oh, well, bring her to the altar. She might not want to come personally, but you can bring her. God knows her name. Come and stand at the altar. Say, God, I present her to you. Your children giving you a hard time. Your siblings, your family, your boss, your friends, your neighbor, yourself. You yourself is destroying yourself. Come to the altar. He said, bring me your burden. Drop it on the altar. And I am going to exchange it. I'm going to take your load. And I'm going to give you something in exchange. You need to come to this altar. Well, this guy finally obeyed. And when he obeyed, he found himself healed. You know what the scripture said to us? That he ran back to the house of the prophet. Run to the house of the prophet and wanted to pay the prophet. So I bring all this money for you. The prophet said, I don't want your money. Get out of here. Go and give God glory. Go and worship God. Go and give God the praise. And he wanted to pay him. Said no. And he brought clothes, change of clothes, 5 sets of fancy, luxurious dresses, clothing for men and women, all type of clothes. Prophet said, I don't want it. No, but take it. He said, I don't want it. And he wanted to give him money, he wanted to give him gold, he wanted to give him spices, he wanted to give him so many different, he wanted to give him coins. Now he wanted to give away his whole life savings. The prophet says, I don't want it. What happened here? What happened is that you obeyed God and you surrender your burden, and God surrendered his healing. You brought your burdens and you drop it off, and now God exchange it and heal your body. You can't pay for that. And he wanted to pay. And the prophet said, no, you can't. Go home. Everything is okay. Before leaving, since he realized the prophet is not going to take the money, just before leaving, you know what he said to the prophet? Can I ask you a favor? Since you don't want to take none of my money and none of my gifts, prophet said, okay, say on. He said, will you give me 2 sacks of dirt? Will you give me, he said, I have some mules right here, mules. He said, I have these donkeys, these mules here. Will you give me 2 loads of dirt? At least 2, so I can put it on these donkeys and carry the dirt back to my country with me. And the prophet said, what are you going to do with the dirt? He said, well, I need this dirt because when I get back to my country, this dirt where you live represents the altars of God. I want to take this dirt, carry it to my country. And when I get to my country, I want to build an altar there with the dirt that I got from your land, from your altar. I want to take dirt from your altar and build an altar over there in my country. with that dirt. And on that altar, I want to make my sacrifices and put burdens on it and exchange and get my own blessings from God. And he said, but why? He said, because when I go back to my country, I work for the king and I am a captain. And the king does make me do some things that I don't like to do. The king does send me to the temple of the false god. The king does make me bow down to the false god so he can lean on me when he goes into the temple. The king does set me up to do some bad things. And I know I do bad things when I go back to my country. So what I want to have an altar over there. So when I sin against God, when I do wrong, because my job forced me to do it, or my work, or the king put me to do some things that are not right, I want to know that when I sin against God, I have a place where I can carry my burdens over there and exchange them for God's grace. In other words, I want my own private sanctuary, a place like here. You have a sanctuary. I want to have one over there also. So when I sin, I don't have to accumulate this burden, but I have a place over there where I can drop my burdens and exchange it for God's grace. The prophet said, you're a smart man. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Take the dirt if you want it, but just get out of here. And he dispatched him. What am I saying? I'm drawing your attention. Here is a man that was sick, a man that was diseased and afflicted, but he was smart enough to know, if I can have my own altar over there, I don't have to keep traveling here to bring my burdens and exchange it for God's glory and God's grace. I want to have it over there too. And he went and he built his altar over there. And anytime he found himself with a burden that he couldn't handle, he knew to bring it to God, and God will exchange it for grace, mercy, and salvation. I'm here to tell you, God have the same for you. His name is Jesus Christ. And if you come to Jesus, he will take your burdens and exchange it for his grace, his mercy, and his salvation. God bless you. Bring your burdens. Cast it on Jesus. He cares for you. He loves you. He came to lighten your load. Receive Jesus, and he will exchange your burdens for his grace and his mercies and his blessing. God bless you. Until we meet again, drop off your load and he will bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.